Yesterday, I was with one of the Sri Lankan priests, and I don't know how long we were, you know, in front of the Blessed Sacrament, we're praising God. And during the time, I felt like I wanted to do the confession. And because, you know, something came up, I never thought about that. And somehow, you know, the priest was leading the praise and worship, and suddenly he stopped and said, "I think God asked you to do the confession." I said, "Exactly, I feel the same thing." So we both doing the confession to each other in front of the Blessed Sacrament, and after that we were praising, and suddenly I felt this huge peace, the peace of Christ. And today Jesus said, "I'll give my peace." And we all looking for a peace. But sometimes we look at the priest for the wrong place. And today Jesus said, "Do not let your hearts be troubled or afraid." But the truth is, sometimes we are afraid, right? When we don't know what to do in our future, or when you heard something about your children, you get afraid. Your heart is troubling because you don't have the answers. We don't have the answers. But Jesus said, "Don't be afraid. This world can't give the peace. The true peace I can give you." So my friend, where we can get this peace, or how? If you really listen to during the Mass, we actually welcome this peace of Christ to our hearts. We say "Our Father," and during "Our Father," what we say, "Lord, I invite your kingdom. I invite your presence to me, to my family, to around me, and ask you to give whatever I want." You know, I mean, not everything, but your daily bread. Feed me. And then he said, "Help me to forgive others. And then protect me from every evil thing." And after that, there's a beautiful prayer, priest saying, "Deliver us, Lord, we pray, from every evil." Because enemies taking away our peace. And after the "Our Father," priest saying, "Lord, deliver us. Take away the evil thing. Take away the anxiety, depression, or fear, or whatever. The destroying our peace, take away." My friend, are we really believing in that moment? Yes, right now, Jesus taking away that. Because if we are not believing that, we are just saying the word, empty words. But that moment, we really need to believe, yes, this is a powerful moment that Jesus Christ destroying the evil, the fear, the darkness, the anxiety, the depression, or whatever we're carrying. And then priests say, "By the help of your mercy, we may be always free from sin and safe from all distress, as we have the blessed hope and the coming of our Savior, Jesus Christ." So, Lord, we are waiting to you come to me in the Eucharist and bring that true healing, true peace to me. And before that, then after that, we say, "Lord Jesus Christ, who said to your apostles, 'Peace, I leave you. My peace I give you.'" Exactly this word, what we hear in the gospel. Priest saying his words, "Lord, you promised to apostles give the peace, and now we are asking that peace to us, to our families, to our nation. Come, Lord." But we have to open our heart to welcome, because it's the gift of peace. After we're receiving that, then we do the sign of peace to one another. It's not the other way. We first welcome the peace of Christ to us, and then we share with one another. And that's why Jesus said, "I'll give this peace so that you can live and share with one another." So are we really believing that during the Mass? Are we really welcoming the peace of Christ to our hearts? So my friend, let's open our hearts and really believe that he comes in the Eucharist, bring the true peace to us, so that we can share that peace with one another.